Ladies and gentlemen, welcome, welcome, welcome to the Chips and Bits podcast. I'm your host, Kenny Myers, and with me as always,
Matthew Anderson.
And today we're talking about Alan Wake 2. Well, we're a little late with this one, and that's on me because everything happened to me, and I apologize to everyone. I had a little medical problem, a little appendix issue that reared its head. What started as a cold, and I didn't finish the game, turned into a maybe we should do this on Halloween. So happy Halloween to everyone. I think we're excited to talk about Alan Wake 2, and I'm very, 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 very curious. And just to be clear, before we move any further with this episode, I was the one that said we should play Alan Wake 2. Now, Matt, what is your opinion on Alan Wake 2?
My opinion is, boy, really, really did not like playing this game.
Yeah, exactly the same. I was wow. The best way I could describe it is a ton of really, like, cool ideas poorly executed.
Yeah, it's like we just finished Hellblade 2, and I feel like you could just listen to that podcast for the most part, and that would be Alan Wake 2. I mean, I think I texted you something along the lines of, this game keeps oscillating back and forth between super amazing and absolutely terrible.
Yeah.
I thought it was just like I was getting used to the mechanics or something was going to change, but really that's just how I would describe this entire game. I mean, there's things about it that are really impressive, like the world building, like the not just the fidelity, but just like how they've constructed the maps and the levels, and you feel like you're in a place. And then couple that with like facial animations and like character models, which are really important in this game, that then look terrible, or like walking mechanic, where it's like you don't even walk properly. I mean, so it's like there's things that you experience that are really great, and then you experience the same version of that thing, but it's just different and it sucks. And it just keeps going back and forth. Like, you know, that's just a quick example, but I'm sure we'll get into it. I'm curious. I thought you were going to be kind of like lukewarm on this game. So talk to me about why you're a definite no, like I am.
I think there's a problem implicitly with me reviewing this game is I don't think there's any way after the month I had and just like having to play this game as it's tagged on that I could view this game with like, I don't know, maybe that's a lie. There are some games that I'm definitely enjoying playing. So I think about that a little bit just because I had a weird surprise health thing. So it had some problems that were unique to it. I mean, Hellblade 2 is I don't think a fair comparison, only in terms of how we felt about it, I guess. I guess that's the fairest comparison. But I felt like it did a much better job than... Because Hellblade 2, you at least knew where you were going most of the time.
Yeah, that's true.
Which, like, I could tell you that at least a good, you know, if a game is like 2 hours of my playthrough is just being completely fucking lost in what to do because they just don't telegraph, like, it's not even like basic telegraphing. They just don't give you enough information on like what the next step is. And like, they have, again, these really clever systems that could be really cool, but they just end up just like, keep adding to it and it makes more confusing. And I think there's really two games in this. There is literally two stories in the game, which is Saga, who I thought that whole storyline and like the execution, how her character plays, with the exception that the maps were beautiful, but they were easy to just get lost in. But still, to a certain degree, it was pretty linear. The exploration, you know, wasn't that fun, but the like case solving mechanism that they have, the mind palace, the way they use it, the way they tell story through it, her character in general, was brilliant. I mean, that's what got me excited about this game, because it's the first two chapters of the game, and I'm like, oh, Matt, we need to play Alan Wake too. And then you get to the Alan Wake chapters, and they're just like huffing. They're like straight huffing Twin Peaks, like cocaine. Like, I haven't even seen Twin Peaks, and I know, and I know the original's an homage to it in a lot of ways. Obviously, it's Pacific Northwest. It's weird. It's, you know, the dark place, these kind of things. But it's just like, then they go for the full, like, what's his name? David, the director, Lynch. Is it Lynch? Mm-hmm. They go for like the Lynchian, like, weird sequences and music. I don't know. It just felt, and it was just not fun to do those. Alan Wake sequences were not fun. Like, they were just not enjoyable. They had a really amazing mechanic in terms of look, that you could like switch the scene and it would switch the room. But then they didn't have anything to like guide you through it so that you actually knew what was the right thing to do. It's just like, find the beacon guy. And then you just end up like trying three different scenarios. And it just felt like such a drag to play Alan Wake in this game, which was very different from, I think, Alan Wake 1, where obviously he's the only character. And like the story and the, you know, it was linear action game, but it still felt like it was compelling. The story was interesting. What was going on was interesting. The metaphors are interesting. It's like the exact opposite of greater than the sum of its parts. Like, Alan Wake is like lesser than the sum of its parts by significant margins. I was so disappointed.
They've got this mechanic where you can switch between the two storylines. You can switch between Saga and Alan Wake.
Yeah.
And it's absolutely useless. I mean, the progression and what you have to do in the story is so linear that the only real justification for the switching mechanic is because you'd never want to play Alan Wake for too long. You just want to be like, okay, I'm just going to get one of these out of the way and then switch back to Saga and be done with this because it's so boring.
Yeah. But Saga is like a really cool, like Resident Evil style, like mystery. I loved how you built the case board. Like, I thought that was really interesting. It was fun. Like, some of the puzzles, I did like that some of the puzzles they didn't really telegraph the answer to. You had to kind of use intuition a little bit. You know, a lot of the like treasure puzzles, for example. And that was fun to unlock guns and stuff. Like, they did a pretty decent job of that kind of stuff. And I appreciate when games challenge the viewer, like player, in those kind of ways, instead of just like have fucking Atreus in God of War be like, pull the lever right here that I just found, you know.
Maybe you could use your bow to hit something.
Yeah, like that modern bullshit. But like, I just like, I don't know, like the revelations. I felt like in playing the original Alan Wake, the revelations were like, oh, that's so cool. Like, that's such an interesting concept. And like, oh, this is really fun and playful and dark and scary. And then in this game, I thought that every time they like revelation or they tried to do something different, I was like, this is a lot. This is just like, this is too much. And it's like, oh, it's a spiral. And I'm just like, oh, who cares? Like, I don't care what happens to Alan Wake now. I used to care. I was like, a sequel to Alan Wake. What a great, great thing. I didn't think we were going to get one.
Yeah, my least favorite thing, which I don't know if you'll agree with me on or not, is that this game relies a lot on, I get the closest, like they're kind of breaking the fourth wall, but they're doing it by using actual video and cinematography. So actual movies, and then there's real people that then the character models are based off of, and then they do this back and forth where sometimes you see actual live acting of these characters. And like, it's just so corny. Like, there was never an instance where I was like, ooh, that's really cool. Every time I was just like, why didn't they just use CG? Like, it just either use video or use CG. The going back and forth, the juxtaposition makes it look so cheesy. And it's made even worse by the fact that all of the actors are just terrible. I mean, the voice acting, the facial animations, the actual script, the act, like, it's just, it's atrocious. Like, every time it switched over, I was like, oh, just go back to the game already.
You know that, yeah. And the guy that got to play Alan Wake, like he plays another character, Zane or whatever, and it
plays three worse. Characters, and they're all
and it's terrible. Very clear. And this is a problem just because, you know, we both have our English accents. I mean, most of the actors, it's their second language. Like, it's not even their primary language. And like for that regards, they kill it. Like, but also you can hear them fall out of it, and it's obviously harder to act in their. I don't know. Like they speak English better than I do for sure. But like, I think there, you know, there is that thing where it's like the same thing we saw with the Heavy Rain, right? It's like actors mm-hmm. who it just like, they really have to work hard to both keep the accent and act at the same time. And I really appreciate it, but it was very, very obvious that like they were just not compelling. You know, the old Alan Wake was like the new cop in this one because it was the creative director. I don't mind the intermix of video. They did that in Control too. And I thought it was pretty cool. And this now ties into their shared universe, which I actually found kind of exhausting.
It was to be stupid. Honest
with you.
What is the janitor doing here?
God, the fucking janitor showing up. Like it was, and just like all of the time, like mm-hmm. it just felt. If you ever played Control, which we've reviewed on here, it just felt like, I don't know, very inorganic, you know, like the DC cinematic universe, you know?
Well, yeah, that's a good, that's actually a really good comparison.
Yeah.
But yeah, I thought they do some really, that's the thing, is that it's like, for everything that I would put over here and just be like, this is the worst version of this I've ever experienced, they also do really cool stuff. So such, you know, they cool do stuff. This they do this like True Lies style overlay with the videos where as you're like exposition wise you are learning a new area, or you're kind of playing detective as Alan Wake, you'll see these little glimpses of another person's future or past yeah. in the dark place, and they'll overlay the video on top of the real world, and you can even move around in 3D space and see the characters how they were. And it's super cool. Like, the dialogue's usually terrible and the story is stupid. Yeah. But the visual presentation. They did
that in Control. They took that from Control.
Yeah. Yeah. And so that's really cool. And then you see it full blown with like the real actors, and you're just like, okay, either if using your normal accent would improve the acting capability tenfold, then I don't care about it being English. Just make it have a, you know, Swedish accent or whatever. Or cast someone that doesn't suck at acting.
You know who was the best actor? It was so clear. And I don't know if they were the Swedish or not, but honestly, it was so clear that this person was the best actor. It was the gal who played the wife. Yeah. Like, she like was convincing and like natural, and like the rest of them just feel so weird. They just feel like uncomfortable. It just feels so B movie. Even like C movie, I don't know. It's just like, what, like I'm trying to think, like what is really great video game acting? Like, the gal who did Control was really good. Like, yeah, she was great. I mean, even freaking Senua. I mean, that was all mocap, but that also was great. Really good. Yeah, I guess we really don't see FMV movies like this. Like,
they just like. It's sort of one of those things where, like, you know, like a script can let a cast down to. They don't do any favors to any of the actors in this.
No.
You know, a perfect example is that the lead actress has like a slight speech slur where she doesn't pronounce her R's. Or I don't know if that mm-hmm. was supposed to be an accent from where she's from in the game, but she doesn't pronounce her R's, which is fine. But then, like, why would you make her last name Anderson? Like, just to say,
did you find that personally?
Time. It was just like, Saga. Well, no, not because
I actually said Saga was the actually second to the, I thought she did a fine job. Like, I thought she was, there was no, like with the other guys, I genuinely noticed that their acting was bad. I never saw that with Saga, and she had a lot of ground to cover. She had some interesting dialogue, but I thought she did a great job.
For sure. I'm just saying, if like there's 12 hours of gameplay, and across that, there's a normal, you know, speech pattern or impediment that comes across in conversation. It's not going to stick out. But if they're a detective and every time they talk to someone, they have to say, "Hi, I'm Saga Anderson."
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, and then you give them the name with, and it's like, why didn't you just make it something else. Hammy. Sergeant Hammy. Whatever.
I didn't even notice that, but obviously you would notice that because that is your last name.
Yeah, it was everything.
I didn't notice that with her. In fact, the best thing I can say about her is that I didn't notice any problems with her. Like, as a character, like, interactions, like, in her story, in her gameplay, like, I thought it was really interesting. I thought that the interplay with the dark place and the town was really cool. I liked.
That was cool.
I really actually liked the Lumberjack brothers, that whole thing.
Yeah, they were pretty funny.
They were pretty funny and, like, well, and their motives.
Yeah, they just let the accents go, right? Like, they just wrote something into the story. They did those people a favor. They were like, okay, we're just going to pretend that you are somehow Finnish, but you live in this town and you run this town and you're funny. Yeah. And so they could just be themselves, and it was hilarious.
I guess, the real issue is that they're trying to do hard-boiled criminal, and that is a very specific, like, rhythm and, like, hard sounds when you're doing things. But that's that, like, the acting wasn't even, like, the worst part of the game. I think the worst part of the game was absolutely the Alan Wake gameplay design by 1,000.
Terrible.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It was just so not fun. It was a cool little execution, but, like, the seventh time you have to do it because the scene changes, it's just like, please fucking hurry up and change. Like, you're just like,
yeah, when you're standing in the subway and it just looks like a regular old subway, and then you change one of the script pieces, and again, there's this really cool cinematic overlay with typewriters and fingers and everything, boom, and then the whole world would change out in front of you, and it'd be like neon and blood everywhere, and you're like, oh, and the first couple of times that happens, you're like, whoa,
yeah,
this is dope, like, I'm gonna go explore, and then you'd go and, like, yeah, you check it out. And then all of a sudden, there'd be four things that you could change, but that one scene. But you have to go and explore the entire, like, section of a map to be like, what am I missing here? Like, did I change it to the right scene? Did it do anything? Did it make a difference? I have no idea.
And then this fucking, like, shadow people were so obnoxious. You know, I actually cranked down the game to easy. I had it on normal. I cranked it down to easy to beat it just because I was so ready for it to be over. They did, like, go ahead.
On normal? So, like, in most games, there's this thing where it's, like, the notion of being like, oh, crap, I'm low on ammo.
Right, survival horror.
I have to figure this out, right? It gets stressful. This game is absolutely impossible without your ammo. Like, if you run out of your ammo, you are hosed. There's no, like, run around, punch him. Like, you run up, and before you can even swing your hand, your flashlight, you're dead.
So it's
like, why did they put you in a position where you could even run out of ammo if that was the case? Like, give yourself some, even if it's more difficult, some way to survive so that you get amped up and you kind of feel stressed about it. It was just more like, if you ran out of ammo, you're like, well, I hope I saved, because otherwise I'm fucked. Like, it's nothing I can do.
Yeah, and it's not rewarding. I mean, it's not rewarding combat at all. I mean, I was thinking, it's funny you brought up, like, the cool effects and the things. One of the things I really, really loved at first, there's a lot of really loved at first in this game.
Yep.
Was when you upgrade your weapon and you get, like, a noir, like, speech, like, Saga carried her gun next to her thing. And I really loved it. But by the end, I was just like, just give me the fucking upgrade. Like, I'm just so done with this game and these pages. And they're like, it's a story within a story. And you got to write the story. And, oh no, he's changing the story. And then the story is the story on top of the story. And I was just so exhausted by this game that I was just like, it was painful to play through, and I am publicly apologizing to you for putting this on our list.
Now, the funny thing, too, is that, like, every once in a while we'll play a game, and we try to talk about this from time to time, where it's like, you know, yeah, there's some bugs, there's some glitches, but, like, this thing about it makes it so, like, you should push through. Like, this, it will pull you through this game.
Yeah.
This game struggles with all of the things that you and I have already discussed. And then there's, like, these solved problems in both, like, gaming engines and just expectations from games that are also super problematic in this game. The collision detection is terrible. The spatial audio sucks. Their menu system with the inventory, how you navigate and move things around, it's like from PCs in 1990.
It's like Resident Evil 1.
It's the most archaic system, and it's clunky, and I ran into, like, so many bugs. The game crashed on. It's just like, so you add all this stuff in on top of the fact that the things that should outshine are disappointing. And it's just, yeah, I think you nailed it. It's like
I did run
it's
into less two, like,
than the sum of its parts.
Like weird story progression bugs that I had to get through like non-understandable means.
What do you mean?
One of them was just like I wasn't pointing directly at the doorknob correctly, so I couldn't open the door, and it like required a very specific door like put. And the other one was mm-hmm. you're supposed to get this fuse from one of your partner in the sheriff's office. Yeah.
I couldn't find that forever.
There's no prompt on the dialogue. I just went up to him and hit a button, and then he started talking again.
My thing was I couldn't find him. So I like went down into the basement, and he's talking. You can hear him talking. But again, what I mean by the spatial audio, they put a lot of prevalence on the spatial audio so that if you're like talking to someone there in front of you and you turn, you can't hear him. And if you walk away, like, you can't hear that dialogue anymore. And there were so many times where I was like, okay, this is taking too long. I'm just going to go on with the game. But then you'd miss, like you'd walk away and you couldn't hear it anymore. And when I was in that basement, he's talking and I'm like, it's echoing through this, like, not a graveyard. What's it called when you're like a morgue? It's echoing through this linoleum morgue. And I'm looking around everywhere. I was like, where is my partner? I don't know where he is. And he's hiding behind a little file cabinet on the side of the room.
I mean, it's just like that first two chapters were so good. They were so good. They like have a really cool murder, and like you're like, oh, you build this case and you find things and the case board builds out. This is really cool. I wonder what happens if I fill out the whole case board. Questions like that, like, you know, if I find all the things, and then by the end I'm just like, yeah, whatever. They didn't give any answers, and it looked like maybe to get some answers you have to fucking build out something. I haven't even looked it up. I was so disappointed. I have the two DLC for this that I could have played at any time in the game. They pop up in the game.
No way.
And I was just like, nope, not at all interested. Yeah. Not at all interested. I am so bummed because I really loved the first game. And I actually played that American Nightmare, which I know you didn't. and like, I don't know what it, like, I mean, I know what it is. It's just like, I feel like if they had kept the saga stuff and just made this like a find and rescue Alan Wake game in a lot of ways and not played with like time or like their weird dark universe stuff and made it like a Resident Evil Village kind of thing, it would have been a fucking winner.
Yeah. I mean,
because the elements are there. I mean, the gunplay is good. It's not bad, right? It's not.
It's fine. It's passable.
Yeah. And the guns are fun. I mean, it's fun to shoot people with them. They're not like Doom fun, but they're like, you know, I don't know. Actually, Resident Evil guns.
They do take up really an awful lot of inventory space, though.
So much inventory space.
I agree. I mean, like, if they just cut this game, like, it just like, they, it's almost like they should have either focused on Alan Wake and tried to make that cool, like the first one, and improve upon it. Or if they really wanted to run with this new, you know, sort of like mind place story crime solving thing, like some of the like inception points in that particular storyline and that mechanic were really interesting the first time you encountered them. And if you'd been able to play around, or kind of like if they'd taken the you know, something about the story aspect so that if you moved stuff around on your board or something like that changed, just because, like, you know, your saga eventually can kind of direct the story or interpret the story as well. I just think that they could have done so much more with so much less.
They just kept putting stuff on top of stuff. They just kept putting, like, I was just thinking about how they made Saga like a superhero, essentially. Like, they're just like, she's a seer, so she could see. So now you're like, wait, so does she knows the true story? Is this true? Like, and then they're like, oh yeah. And then, here's Zane, he's making a movie, you're a part of the movie. And like, they just keep introducing things instead of focusing on like basic elements. I just hated it. I just,
and there's that part too where like the game, you know, when you play a game and they don't know, like they seem to not have the awareness that their shit stinks, and so there's this sort of like ego involved in some of the stuff. And my interpretation of that is like, in between the chapters they show you this like loading screen where you can just listen to music and you're like, I don't care, skip. And then they're like, cool, you unlocked that song, and you're like, never gonna listen to it, don't really care. Like, I don't care. Like, I don't care that you took the time to record that video with those actors that suck and this song that is fine, but like, I'm trying to play the game. And it's like, but check out this video and this thing. It's like, dude, there's already too many systems in place here. I don't want to go and check the audio recording in the side of the room. Just let it go.
Yeah.
It's a bummer, man.
Oh, well, I think that's our review of Alan Wake 2. I was excited to talk to you about it because if I had to choose, I don't know which one I would choose between Senua's Saga and Alan Wake 2. I think I might take Alan Wake 2 over it.
Over like which game's better?
Hellblade 2. Yeah, I think I would take Hellblade 2.
Oh, no, I'd like Hellblade 2 all day because it's half the length. I mean, you can get through that thing in half the time.
I guess I'm thinking like blind, like you had to go in blind. Like there's a lot of cool ideas in Alan Wake.
The graphics are better.
Yeah.
The voice acting's better and the story is better in Hellblade 2. This is just so much. It's just
so messy. It's so messy. Ah, fuck it. Well, for the Chips for Bits podcast, I'm Kenny Myers, and with me always,
Matthew Anderson.
Don't play Alan Wake 2. Thanks for listening.
Wake.
Alan Wake.
Stupid.